Charges against Palisades fire arson suspect revised. Los Angeles, the man accused of setting a blaze that grew into the deadly Palisades fire, the most destructive fire in Los Angeles history, is facing one less criminal charge, with federal prosecutors obtaining a revised indictment in the case. In June, a federal court jury deadlocked 10-2 in favor of acquitting Jonathan Rinderknecht on three arson-related charges stemming from the 2025 firestorm, which prosecutors say began on New Year's Day as the Lockman Fire, which smoldered for a week before Santa Ana winds reignited it into the Palisades Fire. In light of the deadlock, a judge declared a mistrial, but prosecutors vowed to retry the case. The Palisades Fire killed 12 people, burned 23,448 acres, cost billions in damage and insurance claims, and ruined much of the exclusive Pacific Palisades community, destroying about 6,800 structures. Rinderknecht was originally charged with three federal arson counts: destruction of property by means of fire, arson affecting property used in interstate commerce, and timber set afire. On August 13, however, prosecutors filed a superseding indictment with only two charges: destruction of property by means of fire and arson affecting property used in interstate commerce. In the new indictment, the first charge refers only to Rinderknecht's alleged setting of the Lockman fire, rather than the Lockman and Palisades fires. Rinderknecht is due in court for a status conference next week, with a retrial tentatively set for October. First Assistant U.S. Attorney Bill Esaley insisted after the mistrial was declared in June that prosecutors would eventually win a conviction. The evidence is strong that Jonathan Rinderknecht is responsible for igniting the fire on January 1, 2025, which eventually became the Palisades Fire, Esaley wrote on X. We fully intend to retry this case before a new jury and obtain guilty verdicts on all charged counts. Defense attorney Stephen Haney told reporters outside court, however, that his client is innocent, and a retrial won't give prosecutors a better result. He said prosecutors failed miserably in their efforts to prove their case. If they want to retry it again, we can retry it again, Haney said. If Bill Esaley wants to cheerlead from the sidelines, maybe he should come in and try the case himself next time. He said a retrial would likely end up with Rinderknecht being acquitted. 10-2 is an overwhelming message from the jury that the government failed and did not have enough evidence to prove their case, Haney said. Rinderknecht remains in federal custody pending the new trial. During the 10-day trial earlier this year, the jury heard evidence that the deadly Palisades fire was a holdover fire, a continuation of the Lockman fire that began early in the morning on New Year's Day 2025. Although firefighters quickly suppressed the Lockman fire, named for a street near the Skull Rock trailhead, the fire continued to smolder and burn underground within the root structure of dense vegetation. On January 7, 2025, heavy winds caused the underground fire to resurface and spread above ground in what became known as the Palisades Fire, which caused widespread damage in Pacific Palisades and Malibu. Prosecutors used witness statements, video surveillance, cell phone data, and analysis of fire dynamics and patterns at the scene to try to show Rinderknecht intentionally set the Lockman fire and then lied about it to investigators. The evidence was largely circumstantial. Haney argued that no hard evidence tied his client to arson, and the Lockman and Palisades fires were two separate events. The first fire was likely caused by errant New Year's Eve fireworks, he told jurors, and the second blaze could have been arson. According to Haney, Rinderknecht was on the trail near the hidden Buddha clearing where the Lockman fire was thought to have started, but the part-time Uber driver did nothing more than call 911 to report it. Haney insisted the Lockman fire could have started before Jonathan even arrived. Nobody knows for sure when it started. Everyone is guessing. A man's on trial and nobody knows when the fire started. Prosecutors told jurors Rinderknecht, driven by anger, loneliness and a thirst for revenge against the wealthy, used a grill lighter to ignite hilltop vegetation around midnight on December 31, 2024 at a remote, deserted area adjacent to the Pacific Palisades Summit neighborhood. That fire ultimately exploded into the deadly conflagration that wiped out much of the upscale community 6 days later.